evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's program. This is Antonia from MasterpieceLife.com, and tonight, myself and my dear friend Sifu James Fu are doing a special energy transmission. This is almost like part two, because back on December 22nd, we had part one, which were because we've had new energies coming in December 22nd. And this energy is only here very temporarily. It leaves at about the end of this month or early February. So we wanted to make sure that we'd have another call to assist people to further benefit and integrate with these energies before they're gone. So with that, welcome, Sifu James.
Welcome.
Good. So I thought we'd start off very simply by, you know, you giving us an update as to how this energy, you know, we talked a little bit on the 22nd that this is a good energy to get people to move into things and to start into new things. And so with that, it'd be good to check in with you, get an update on how these energies are now and how to best use them to assist.
The energy came to us on December 22nd, early 3 o'clock in the morning. The effect on all of us is to shed all your emotional baggages. The way that we felt at that date is as if all you imagine, you are a newborn baby. You have no emotional baggages, and you're clean. And all those emotional packages we collected throughout the years, that's like something that sticky tape that's taped on you. And then on that day at 3 o'clock, it's all disappeared. You all shattered. Now, that does not mean your memory is wiped out. Your memory is still there, but it shouldn't bring your emotions back on when you remember those situations. And that's what this energy can do to us. But unfortunately, this energy is going to die down. The power is getting less and less by the day. When I trace it, it's almost completely disappeared around February the 16th, the 17th. So that's why we like to do a few more energy transmission of this type of energy to help out. And that's what happened. Today is really, it's almost half done. So we have to do a bit more work. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And I believe back on the December 22nd, we also talked about that also, you know, with assisting in releasing emotional baggage, it was also a good time to start new projects, to start new things that were not based on greed, but to start new projects, new ideas of things going forward that were more to assist humanity, assist our families, assist our neighborhoods, and that the energy would also give a bit of an assisting push. Was that not correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now is still a good time.
That's absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because without emotions, you start everything fresh. So all your ideas will work.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And that's why I term it the new life. That's what we're having right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for you, for now, you're calling this energy as like a new light energy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Anything else you want to say that can help people know how to better utilize the energy right now?
Just call and see how you feel. Right? Right now, let's we all experience that energy. Let us call the December 22nd.
Okay, so what he means is for all of you that are sitting, so you just gently close your eyes and relax and just say, just call on or download or whatever terminology you're comfortable with. So call on December 22nd. This is the energies of December 22nd, 2014. So do that now.
And feel how you feel when you exhale.
Mm-hmm.
Now the way you feel is as you calm down very quickly, and you as if you are not here.
So you're saying that you should feel more of a calming.
Yeah, you should feel calm.
Mm-hmm.
And you also feel you are detached.
Like neutral, or as you
neutral,
call, no me.
Yeah. Okay, yes. That's a better word, neutral. In actual fact, it's really detached from everything right now.
And that's why, and of course, with letting go of emotions, then you can come easier and easier back to a neutral, detached state. Which detached doesn't mean that you don't care. It just means that you're not, you don't have an agenda as to how things will go. All right?
Okay.
So a question coming in is, why is the energy of December 22nd disappearing?
Don't know.
So all we know is that this is a wave coming in, and it was, and we could see that wave was coming in the 22nd, and that it began by early February. We don't yet understand why, but we know that there's new energies coming in.
Yeah, they all come with waves of energies,
yes.
Right? So
yes.
The last one
and
was September 21st last year, and it.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gave us a month to do the cleanup. Then it's coming December 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And the next wave coming is February around 16, 17.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do you have a sense yet of what that energy is for?
No.
Not yet.
When
the
day getting closer by, I may.
Yeah. So we'll see as we're getting closer how that will continue. A question coming in is, will using the December 22nd energy also help pets?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Good. Excellent. Okay, everybody. So I think what we're going to do then is, unless there's any more quick questions about these energies right now, we'll get started. I'll pause the system, and then we'll get started with the energy transmission. This would be a good time to pull out the pictures of your loved ones that you want to include in transmission. If you do not have their pictures available, not to worry. Just write their names down on a piece of paper. And then once we're starting the transmission, Sifu James will guide you to place your left hand on the names and pictures. And once he's energetically connected everybody, he will tell you to just release, to lift your hand off. And the reason for that is because he's collecting them through you energetically, but then you don't want to be connected while he's working on whatever assistance those people need. So that's why he will tell you, place your hand on the paper, and then when he's got everybody, he'll say, okay, release your hand, shake your hand off, and then just close your eyes and let yourself be guided. The transmission is silent. You may hear some burping or some background noises. It's okay. When we are complete, then I will come back on, and we'll just, slowly come all back into our bodies. And we'll wrap up, okay? So in the meantime, we never know how long the sessions go. Sometimes they're short, sometimes they're a little bit long. It's just, you know, when once Sifu James feel that the maximum has been assisted, has been done, then he will complete it. Okay? Anything more you want to add? Oh, yes. And also for everybody that's in the Toronto area, just to note that we are doing level 4, February 7th and 8th, which is the power of the transposing and power of the mind. Although it is very beneficial if you have done other levels before, you do not necessarily have to have done level 1, 2, or 3. You can come in and do level 4. It's more about how to transpose things and how to use the power of your mind and to use 528 energy to see things energetically and to alter and assist. I know we have lots of requests about when can we do this online. I am looking into facilities that will enable us to do that because it does take quite a bit of technology to make it happen for a full-day event, especially this being a two-day event. So we're hoping that in a few months we'll have some of that made available to everybody. But for those of you in the Toronto area, if you can please send me an email or send Sarah Kwan an email as information we're up on both websites so that we can get you enrolled because the dates are coming up really, really quickly. This is a fun one. It's a very, very hands-on one where you're getting a lot of feedback, and it's a very powerful event. Anything you want to add to that, James?
No, just have fun.
Just have fun, yes. Just have fun. Okay, everybody. So 1 second, I'm going to reset the system, and then please do make yourself comfortable. The question is, should we have headsets or can we have a speakerphone? It doesn't really matter, whatever you're more comfortable with. If you want to have on speakerphone, that's fine. If you prefer to have headsets and block out everything else, that's fine too. Not to worry. Question is, how do you know when the new energies come in, what they mean? Is it by meditation? Oh, so question to you, James. So how do you know when new energy comes in, what they mean? Is it when you're in meditation that you find out about new energies?
No, so it came in all different forms. Sometimes when I go to the temple, they actually wrote the date for me, and then when I come back and ask what that date, what was it for, they just talk to me and say, okay, this is it for. Or sometimes they actually show me a movie. Yeah, that's the time during meditation.
So, James, I think the connection on your end is a little bit choppy. Are you on the headset? Or are you on the speaker?
I'm on the headset. No, I'm on the
headset. You're on the headset. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So for those of you that what Sifu James was saying is that it all comes differently all the time. Sometimes when he goes to the temple, he'll see dates, and then he'll have his guides telling him what is happening. And other times when he's in meditation, he'll see it play out as a movie, just play out in front of him. So it comes by different times. Okay. My last question, and is which is self-doubt seems to be really showing its face right now. Any ideas on how to deal with it?
So
when you have a lot of self-doubt coming up.
Don't know. I have no idea at this point because my mind is on the transmission right now.
Yes, you're already into the transmission. Okay, so why don't we? I'm going to break. I'm going to pause the system, and then I'm. A question is: can I use a picture that has a deceased person on it?
No, because it's not much help.
Yeah, no. Just for those that are alive, please. Okay? Thank you very much. Okay, so 1 second, and we'll get started.